And now in the KRVS studios with me is Cooper Helm. He is directing Crimes of the Heart, which is a production of the Lauren Riley Elliott Company. It will open on Friday, but you have a special preview night tomorrow night that we can talk about, and people can attend that. Crimes of the Heart, some people may have seen it. It's nationwide. I think it's a fairly people produce it fairly often.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But give us a little hint of it for those people who have not seen it, don't know what it's about.
Okay. Well, in 1981, Beth Henley wrote this, and she lived outside in the suburbs of Jackson, Mississippi. And there's a town about, 30, 40 miles outside called Hazelhurst, and population about 2,500 people. Well, that's where this takes place. She won a Pulitzer Prize for drama in 1981, and it also won Best American Play by the New York Drama Critics Circle. It was nominated for a Tony, and the screenplay that she did was not nominated for an Oscar. So it is a widely known piece. And it's interesting because when you think of Crimes of the Heart, the title's got crimes in it,
not think of comedy.
Right. And yeah, the through line plot is a crime that involves the law, but it's really the crimes of the how can I put
the emotions.
it's the little crimes against humanity. Like
The crimes of, and you're right, there's a lot of metaphors there that could go on with crimes of the heart.
It's the little things. It's lying to your sister or, here's the analogy I have. I'm so sorry.
And you are directing the play, Cooper.
I am directing the play. It doesn't seem like it, though.
But we do have to say that it opens very soon.
It does.
And when I interview people who are producing plays just days or the day before it opens, there's so much to think about. And I know that many people in our audience have come to expect a lot out of the Lauren Riley Elliott Company because you all have gained quite a reputation for great sets, meticulous directing, really great acting.
Thank you.
So I can imagine what's in your head right now and everything that you have to think about to get it.
It's a lot going on. This is a big production, and I just got back from working on the lights over there. So my mind is a little scrambled.
That's right, and the tech is really important to y'all as well. Yes. Well, all right, so let's talk about that play, Crimes of the Heart, won a Pulitzer. It's about a small town, humor. It's got to be a pretty special play because the plot doesn't sound all that unique.
Right. Yeah. Well, I pulled up my director's note on my phone, so I'll read that to you since I'm having a little trouble getting it out. The Endgame by Samuel Beckett reads, "Nothing is funnier than unhappiness. I grant you that. Yes, yes. It is the most comical thing in the world. Sad, but true. I mean, who doesn't want to crack up when they see someone in a temper tantrum or a fit of rage? It's never fun being the person involved, but if you're an observer, it's like, where's my camera?" Crimes of the Heart is about the little crimes against humanity, the ones that stem from selfishness, jealousy, envy, among others. We do them, but we don't know why. They aren't serious enough to be labeled as a crime, as a sense in the law, but we do them against our best friends, our families, and our lovers.
That's a lot to try and characterize in a play. So your actresses must be really good because I guess we didn't say that. It's mostly about sisters in a family.
It is. It's about three sisters living in a dysfunctional family. They all have their own personal crisis that they're dealing with. Something happens. I mean, it's told right in the beginning of the story. Basically, one of the sisters has shot her husband and she's in jail. And she didn't kill him, but...
So it starts off with an actual crime.
Yes. Starts off with an actual crime. And that's what the plot is about. But it's really about these crimes against... these little bitty crimes against humanity. Like, for example, if you forget your sister's birthday and you play it off like you don't know, it's those little things, you know? Why do we do those lies?
Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk about these actresses.
Okay.
Because that's really important. I know to this company to have just the right person playing in a part. Mm-hmm. So who play the three sisters?
Okay. The first one is Catherine Arsenault. She's playing the middle sister, Meg, who is actually one that flies in, we think. She might have taken a train. It doesn't really say. But she comes, and she's coming in from California. And she went to California to be a movie star, and her dream never quite was realized. Not a movie star, a country singer. And then we have Michelle Colon, who is playing Babe, the youngest sister. She's the one that shot her husband, who's Zachary. And, Zachary Botrell. And these actresses, let me say the last one, is Amy Brown, and she's playing Lenny, who's the oldest sister. She's kind of the one that never got a lot of guys. Meg is the one that got a lot of guys. Babe, socialite. So they meet up back home in this great tragedy that Babe shot her husband. And what is it about? Well, in comes a lawyer played by Scott Grimiaw, who's Barnett Lloyd. And he comes in and is kind of a love interest for Babe as well. So now we have a love interest for somebody who just shot her husband.
And the comedy starts growing.
And then the other characters, Gus, played by Gus Fontenot, called Doc Porter. Now, he's got a limp because Meg, who moved to California, left him when they were staying. She convinced him to stay around for this Hurricane Camille. And, well, Hurricane Camille came and wiped him out, crunched his leg. He's a cripple. And then she moved to California. So she's coming back, and she's got to deal with him now back.
You know, when you describe a plot like that for a play, there's a certain soap opera mm-hmm. quality to it. But to win a Pulitzer, there's something
right.
special in the way the play is constructed, the language. What really drew you to the play? Because you put on some pretty intense plays in town.
Well, we did One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, mm-hmm, you know, mm-hmm. and that was a male-driven play. There were a few female characters. So we wanted to do a female-driven play. And also, I have never directed a comedy before, and I kind of want to see if I know what funny is. Maybe interview's pretty funny. I can't get my words out. But
how's that going? How do you feel directing a comedy? How has it felt over the past few months?
It's been incredible. It's been so much fun. I mean, usually when I direct other types of plays, dramas, mysteries, and such like that, there's got to be funny in there as well for those to work. But I don't do a whole lot of laughing because I'm very intense when I direct. But for this, I mean, I've laughed through some whole rehearsals, just giggling, giggling, giggling. So I mean, yeah, that's just been awesome, absolutely awesome. And watching these characters grow from the beginning to now has just been unbelievable. They've worked so hard. I mean, this is everybody on this production has worked just incredibly hard, dedicated right from the beginning. And I've pushed these guys, and I'm just so proud of them, and really as excited as anyone to see this thing go underway.
Well, let me just tell people who might be tuning in for the moment. We're talking about the play Crimes of the Heart by Beth Henley. As Cooper said, she won a Pulitzer for the play, got all kinds of other nominations and awards. It's being directed by my guest, Cooper Helm, who is a part of the Lauren Riley Elliott Company. They have been putting on plays for how long now? You all have been a couple years in Lafayette?
This is going to... After this play's over, we have done 2 years, six plays, and we've got three more spots, I believe, booked right now.
All right, and all of them have been very well received. As I mentioned earlier, you all really gained a reputation for great plays, great mm-hmm. tech, great settings, and directing and acting.
Well,
so,
thank you.
How is it directing comedy? I was asking sort of how you're feeling about it, but you have some great actresses, obviously. Mm-hmm. You seem to be very confident about them, but you have to do something as a director that mm-hmm. But how do you find you're directing them in comedy? What do you encourage them to do?
I encourage them to be alive in the script, to be present and in the moment. That has to be achieved to fully tell the story and to find the heartbeat of the story, the pulse of it. And if you can find that in any play, then you've got something there. It's very easy. And it's not very easy to find that heartbeat for it. It requires a lot of work, and these actresses know, all of them, even the ones with the small parts, because you get to a certain level of memorization and a certain level of knowing what you're talking about that you can control the language, and when you can do that, you can have comedic timing, and when you have comedic timing and you can control it, then you're really prepared. And great magic happens.
Well, that means the play has to have a heartbeat.
Yes. And no pun intended.
That's right. But so again, back to this is an extremely well-written play by an accomplished playwright.
Mm-hmm.
Do you find it helps to direct a play like this, having lived in the South, been from the South?
Well, it's interesting you say, well, yeah, and I actually have family from Yazoo, Mississippi, which is 30 minutes away from there. So it feels like I'm directing a play from where I'm from, in a sense. I've been right around that area. I mean, it's not very far from here. A lot of the plays that we've done already haven't been from this area. Oregon.
It's not a requirement, obviously,
but it's been nice here. Mm-hmm. And having everybody learn their accents has been exceptionally funny and challenging, because there's still some work to do. Haha, they're probably not happy I said that. But it's, you know, we are actresses. One of them's from Puerto Rico. One of them's from Nebraska. One of them's from Utah.
So your actresses portraying Mississippi girls are not from Mississippi or the South.
Right. And I got to tell you, that's a testament to Lafayette and kind of people that are coming to this this city that's just growing. And by the festival, what we just saw, it's just amazing how many people. I mean, it's filling up pretty quick.
Well, so that's another task you're charged with, is getting the accent right.
Yes.
How are you encouraging them? Are you imitating an accent yourself? How do you help them?
Well, it's kind of funny, because YouTube's, you know, such a valuable resource now. I kind of went on there because I could have hired a dialect coach, but we thought we could do it. We're from the South. So, you know, I kind of Googled it or YouTubed it, and this guy, his name's Bandana Man, and he's got his whole series on it. So I emailed everybody Bandana Man.
Like different accents.
Different accents, mm-hmm. He does. He picks like the bys, the by, why, mm-hmm. and all that. We concentrate on those, like the I's, mm-hmm. not dragging the E of it, I-E, and things like that. People say, like, if it's more, we'll say more, especially from Mississippi there, power. And things like that. I gave him a lot of information, mm-hmm, and said, here, mm-hmm, take it with you, and then I'll critique you along the way. And we get down to about this week right here, and I say, well, if you don't have it, you're not going to have it. But they're doing good.
Well, again, the official opening is Friday, so you still have a couple days. Again, if you are just tuning in, my guest Cooper Helm is directing Crimes of the Heart by Beth Henley. It will open on Friday, mm-hmm, but tomorrow you have a pay-as-you-can event. Tell us about that.
Yes. Tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, we are going to open the doors to the public. You can actually come for free, but we're calling it Pay What You Can. And it'll be our first time with an audience. It gives us a good idea of where the laughs are. Hopefully there's a lot. And get us a good feel, so we're just not taken completely off guard on opening night, because that's really not a fun feeling.
To open the curtains.
So we'd love to have a full audience, and you can come for a penny, a dollar, or whatever you like. It starts at 7 o'clock, and our official opening will be, 7:30. Repeat, 7:30. And then we open Friday night, 7:30.
How many performances will there be once you open?
It'll be 11 performances. 12 performances with one preview. So it'll be Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, the following weeks after we open, Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday, okay. Matinee.
Okay, so you end on the 18th of May.
We do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And if people would like to reserve their tickets now, can they call or reserve them online?
Yes, they can call Cité des Arts, 291-1122, or you can go to their website, citédesarts.org.
Okay, and it is an intimate theater, probably about 100 seats?
Yes. Yeah, roughly 100.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So you may want to consider reserving your tickets ahead of time.
Yeah, it would be a good idea. If anybody's wondering if, I don't know. Cuckoo's Nest, we had a pretty good turnout, and for our company, that was a blessing among many other things. So it was interesting to for our productions to have a couple of houses that were big and wow, it's nice. So yeah, I would say this one is definitely on par with everything we've done. So reserve your seats and get ready for a ride because this thing will be crazy.
So let's talk just a bit about your reputation for great setting, lighting, tech. You just mentioned that you were dealing with the lights. Are you pleased with the sets?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, this set has been start so easy, but they just never seem like we can finish them because we just keep kind of adding to it, and then there's just more to do.
Well, it sounds like you all are extremely meticulous about the way it looks and the items that are in there and mm-hmm. shades and lighting. And again, I've heard many people comment who have seen the plays just how great the sets are.
We appreciate it. Mm-hmm. We hope this one can be comparable to the others. It's neat. It's inside of a house, a southern kitchen. So a southern kitchen, if you can imagine, with a cot in it. And lots of furnishings, lots of set dressings and pieces like that. It's a two-story. It fills out the stage. This is a really nice set. Mm-hmm. It's one of our better sets, I would say. So if you've seen any of our shows and you liked our set, you're going to like this one.
All right. It sounds like we need to go and experience that set and the play. Again, we're talking about Crimes of the Heart, won a Pulitzer in 1981, written by Beth Henley. It's being produced by the Lauren Riley Elliott Company, and it will run May 2nd through the 18th. But tomorrow night there is a preview night. You can go pay as you can, and you would really be a big help to the actors and actresses in the play and give them a sense. And plus, you would enjoy yourself also. Now, I know you have another play coming up this summer. What will you all be doing?
It's called Seminar.
Okay. Called Seminar. And you have some auditions coming up this month.
We do. Mm-hmm. Seminar is more of a modern piece. Mm-hmm. I don't want to go into great detail about it, but it was on Broadway roughly around 2006, 2007. I don't know if I sure have my facts straight. But the Broadway version had Jerry O'Connell. Is that his name, the actor? I think his name is. I can't think of the other guys. But it was like all these major Hollywood actors that performed it on Broadway several years back. And it's hilarious. I mean, I cried laughing. I mean, I literally had to stop reading it. Because I was laughing so hard, and this was a good 40 minutes of laughing. So we're going to have auditions for that on May 24th and May 25th at Cité des Arts from 11 a.m. to 2 o'clock. We're looking for two women and two men.
All right, so you're continuing to explore comedy.
Yes, we think it's quite funny we're going in this direction.
And again, if you are tuning in, Crimes of the Heart opens tomorrow with a preview night and then officially opens on Friday. This is the Lauren Riley Elliott Company. Is there a website or a Facebook page?
We do have a website. Mm-hmm. It's lretheater.com. Mm-hmm. We haven't made a Facebook page yet. We invite people. So you can find us, though, Crimes of the Heart, Lafayette, Louisiana, on Facebook. It'll pull up and join if you would like to come that way. And then we submit, we put pictures on there of the set and things like that. And as we're getting closer, But if you join, then you'll get a notification every time we post something, so you might not want to join.
Well, just thinking people would like a little more information about the play. Yeah. So try the website maybe if you're looking for information about the play, dates, where to get your tickets, how to reserve your tickets. Lauren Riley Elliott Company, my guest, is a member of that company, Cooper Helm. He's directing Crimes of the Heart, preview night tomorrow night, and it opens on Friday. Thank you so much, Cooper.
Thank you very, very much, and thanks for bailing me out.